Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be, will she want me back? Well, this particular email, this is another cautionary tale of what happens when you don't listen to the coach. You don't read the book 10 to 15 times. You get a little cocky. And so this particular guy came across my work a few years ago, read my book once, and then started having good success, met his girlfriend, and he says over time he just stopped watching the videos, didn't read the book anymore. He's like, I got this. I don't need to listen to Corey. What the hell does he know 10 to 15 times? Who reads a book 10 to 15 times? That's ridiculous. So here he is 2 years later. He got dumped. He got lazy. He got complacent. He said he started acting needy and weak. His girlfriend wanted him to move out. He begged, he pleaded, and she still kicked him out. And so now, in the last couple days before he moved into his new apartment, it seemed like she came and laid down the bed next to him and was sad. And then a couple days later, and it almost seemed like there was going to be a rekindle of their romance was going to be possible. And then she went and talked to her therapist. And then when she, after the therapist appointment, she's like, oh yeah, you definitely, you got to go. So now he's wondering, hey, is she going to come back? Will she want me back? Well, just saying, will she want me back is the wrong mindset. The mindset should be, because again, this woman unilaterally ended the relationship. Granted, this guy, he changed basically. And so on top of this, she's got a kid. And he goes from being the leader and being masculine when they first got together to where after they were living together for a couple years, he backslid. He basically made her the leader in the relationship. She became the man. He became the woman. She lost attraction for him. She lost respect. She's got a child to raise. And women just are not going to feel safe with that. And so the reality is she left because of his behavior, because he basically changed. If I was to talk to her, she'd be like, yeah, he was so different in the beginning, and now he's not the same anymore. And so she doesn't feel it. She loses attraction. A lot of the red pill guys have problems with this because they just don't want to accept responsibility. It was their unattractive behavior that caused the woman to lose interest. Because the reality is women don't dump men they're in love with. Simple as that. They dump men, and this is normal, healthy women. They dump men that they don't respect. Simple as that. And they don't feel attraction for her, and they don't feel safe. If a woman doesn't feel safe and comfortable with you, the legs are going to close. She's not going to feel safe having sex and risking a pregnancy because there's a lack of masculinity in the household. It's a fact of nature. It's a fact of life. You can't go against biology. You can cry all you want and claim it's modern women, like the red pill retards tend to say, but this is just not how things operate in the real world. If you want your girl to stay, you got to be more masculine than she is. That's a fact of life. And that's hard for a man to accept and accept personal responsibility that everything in his life is his fault. It's much easier to point the finger and go, oh yeah, it's the chick. It's modern women. And sometimes it is the chick because there are mentally ill women out there that don't take their medication regularly or they have problems. They got drama in their lives and it's next to impossible to have a relationship with them. But for the purposes of this email, we're going to assume she's the normal, average type of woman. And it doesn't matter how good looking you are, how much money you have, or what a great dude you are. Women only care about how they feel about you. And if they don't feel safe with you and they don't feel attracted, they're not going to stick around. That's just the bottom line. If you don't like it, talk to the big man upstairs. I didn't make women this way. This is the way they've always been, and this is the way they always will be. So he says, hello, Corey. I knew your work from a few years ago, but I thought I got this under control. I stopped seeing your content, you know, thanks to the shadow ban, obviously, on YouTube. I remember back in March of 2020, I lost 80% of my reach. I mean, literally from one day to the next. I lost 80% of the subscribers I was getting, and March 2020 was when all the lockdowns started. So for whatever reason, the algorithm was changed, that people had a perception of my work, I say the algorithm, my views and the way I live my life was not welcome in the world of woke. And so I was de-boosted. And so I've seen a lot of guys say that. It's just all of a sudden, I don't see your content anymore. Even though they're subscribed, they don't see it. Because the algorithm just simply says, oh, you don't want to watch this guy. I did some videos with Eric Blanford, Iraq vet, 8888. He's got almost 3 million subscribers on YouTube. I know one of the videos that we did last, that we published last week, I don't think the thing's even got the 500-600 views yet on YouTube. And, you know, we're talking about FEL, Federal Explosive License. It was a really interesting topic, actually, about grenades and explosives and all those things and how you can get licensed to do that and how you can buy them and stuff. It's really fascinating. I got over 500,000 subscribers, and yet I can't even get fucking 500 views on a video. It's like, come on. When I used to talk about guns years ago, I used to get tens of thousands of views on those videos. I got even more views on Spotify, and I think I got, 13, 14,000 followers on Spotify? More people are watching my videos on Spotify, especially the gun stuff, than on YouTube with some of those topics. It's just like, you're just not allowed to talk about those things, YouTube. And even him, like, you look at Eric's videos, even though he's got 3 million subscribers, his videos struggle to get 10,000 views sometimes. And you're like, that's the algorithm. That's on purpose. They're purposely hiding his content. And that sucks. But the good news, there's other platforms. There's Rumble. And so going forward in the coming months, there's just stuff that I can't say on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram. And so I'm going to be having content. So if you guys really like my work and you really want to follow me on Rumble at Coach Corey Wayne, and follow me on Spotify at Coach Corey Wayne as well. I love Spotify. I love Rumble. They're like you, the way YouTube used to be before they went woke and started destroying their business. Maybe they'll turn it around, maybe not, but I'd appreciate if you guys go and follow me there if you like the content and you want to continue seeing what I have to say. So he says, hello, Corey. I knew your work from a few years ago, but I thought I got this under control. Stop seeing your content. Stop reading your book. And boom. I know. He didn't listen. People don't take me seriously. Because what happens, the guys follow my book, and it's really good. Obviously, it really will help you with pickup and dating and getting girls on a date, seducing them. And a lot of guys think, wow, I'm getting laid easier than I ever have. I must really be a genius now. I've got it. I don't need to read this 10, 15 times. And they never bother really learning the material. And then over, like in this case, 2 years, he just slowly reverted back to the way he was. He, you know, whatever you observe, you participate. So the only content he's really consuming is TV and movies, which is basically teaching men to act like girls and women to act like guys. So whether you realize it or not, whatever you observe, you participate in. He stopped consuming my content, which is what works. And then he started exclusively consuming media, which is nothing but propaganda and promoting dysfunctional archetypes and ways of men and women interacting that are unhealthy. And it will ruin and wreck your relationship and the sexual polarity in it, like it did here. So he says, I'm now an evangelist of your work to all my friends with problems with their relatives. I told them all, dude, you got to read this book if you want to save your marriage. Just don't be like me. It sucks that he's in that position, but, you know, you can ignore reality, but you can't ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. He says, I'm 37 and my girlfriend, 39, broke up after 2 years of a relationship. He says, well, truth be said, she broke up with me. You know why. I became needy, complacent, lazy, and stopped courting her as I should have done. What a huge mistake. Well, Tom Brady did the same thing with Giselle. It's as predictable as the sun coming up in the east and setting in the west. Tom Brady's a really handsome man. Lots of women like him. Lots of women want to date him and sleep with him. He had one of the world's richest, most successful supermodels. It was his wife. He didn't make her feel heard and understood. The legs closed. He wasn't present. He didn't date and court her properly. And so she gave him the boot. And now she's dating a jiu-jitsu guy. And so the what everybody's saying is that, oh, she was cheating on him. Maybe she did. Maybe she didn't. But she knew the guy she's with now because he was, I guess, teaching both of them jiu-jitsu. And now he's teaching only her jiu-jitsu and beating up her fellas. But Tom Brady's going to be fine. Don't feel sorry for him. He's going to date somebody hotter and younger, as he should be. Revenge is a dish best served cold. He says she has a 5-year-old kid from a previous marriage, and for the last year, I have been the father of the kid, which for me is double pain. I can relate. It's like breaking up with two people. And here's the reality. If you like kids, if you're good with kids, if you're one of those guys that go over to your friend's house or your relative's house and they got little kids, and as soon as you walk in the door, jumping all over you, sitting in your lap, climbing all over you like a bunch of monkeys, obviously you're good with children. Kids know. Kids know adults that are safe, just like the animals. You go over to somebody's house, the dogs all, they feel safe and comfortable with you. They all come and sit next to you, want to be petted, want to touch you, want to hang out with you. And if you're good with children, you're family-oriented, you like kids, kids are feel comfortable and safe with you, and you start dating a girl you really like, you really care about, just like I wrote about in my book, you'll love their kids. If you don't like kids and you're weird and you're awkward around children and children are scared of you and don't want to be around you, especially when you hear a lot of the, you know, like the dudes in the red pill complain about single moms and stuff, it's like, yeah, those guys should not be parents and they shouldn't be around children. It's simple as that. Anybody that talks the way those guys do about single moms and kids is like, kids don't like them, they're weird around them, and they probably shouldn't be around them. So if you're a parent and you got children, notice how your kids act around your friends or other people. It will tell you everything about is that person a safe adult or not. That will tell you a lot about people's character. And I'll tell you, it's like even all these years later, it's like my girlfriend that I wrote about in the book that had the young daughter was 5 and a half when we started dating. I mean, she's like 27, 28 now. I got 2 children of her own. And it's like, man, some of the best memories of my life were being a part-time dad and being a family. And it wasn't just her. It was all the nieces and nephews because she had 3 older brothers and all of them had kids of their own. And it was some of the best times of my life. And it's like, you know, what's really cool about children is they, from the time they're like 5 to about 12, it's like the best time because they believe everything you tell them. They look up to you, but it's like once they get 12, 13, 14 years old, then they start realizing, yeah, they don't know everything. And they start talking back a little bit. They start exercising their personality. And so if you like children and you're family oriented and kids like you, pets like you, you should date good women, normal women, because women make bad choices as well. I mean, the divorce rate's over 56%? So the odds that people are going to stay together with whoever they have children with is statistically, it's not realistic. It just doesn't happen that much. And so if you love children, it's a non-issue. If you're a guy that hates kids and you complain about single moms, you should stay away from children, and anybody that knows you should keep their children away from you, because obviously it's stranger danger, just like we teach them when they're little. So I can totally relate to this guy. He liked her. He liked the child. He's obviously good with kids. He really cared, and it hurts. It hurts when you have a breakup because you're not just breaking up with her. You're breaking up with the children if you form a relationship with them as well. So it's unpleasant. It does multiply the sting of a breakup. But obviously if you're a guy that sucks with kids and kids don't like you and you don't like children, it's like you're not going to give a shit one way or another. And again, if that's the kind of person you are, you shouldn't be around children. He says the breakup was right before Christmas, and then I needed to go abroad for a month to visit some family and some business, and I told her to give me that month as a break and start searching for a new apartment as soon as I arrived. We were living in her apartment, so she forced me out, since during Christmas, to find a new place is virtually impossible in this part of the world. During that month, we only had one phone conversation, and of course, I reached out, very pitiful from my side. I begged, I tried to use logical reasons, nothing worked. She insisted on me moving away. The day I came back from my trip, she insisted again on breaking up and of me moving away. No surprise. Yeah, she was like dunsies at the end there. She was like, she'd had enough. And women typically leave and end the relationship. They end it about 75% of the time, 75% of the time they file for divorce. And so when they finally are ready to pull the plug, it's usually because their emotions and their feelings are gone. So it's very easy for them to leave. And most guys, they never see it coming. Obviously, this guy, even though he read the book, he read it once. He didn't take me seriously. He didn't listen to me. He didn't follow instructions. And now he's licking his wounds. And hopefully, you guys will definitely learn from this. But I know there'll be some plenty of hard-headed guys that won't listen. And you know, down the road, they'll be writing me an email like this. Or I'll be on a phone session with him. He says, so we were broken up, but still in the same house, sleeping in different rooms while I find a new place. But 3 days after her telling me to move out again, in the middle of the night, she entered my room, laid next to me in the bed. She cried a bit, told me how much I hurt her, and I told her I'm very sorry, and we made up. I have to say I was very surprised when she opened the door. She literally told me a month before, you will never have sex. You will never, ever have sex with me. Well, you got to remember, and again, this isn't a book, but you only read it once, is that how a woman feels about you changes every day. It's like the weather report. You can't take it personally. It has nothing to do with you. It's just how they feel. If you make them feel safe and comfortable, they want to be with you, and the legs open. And if you don't, the legs close. And that's what happened in this case. She didn't feel safe and comfortable. He wasn't leading. He didn't make her feel special. As he said, he stopped dating and courting her. And you always have to date your girlfriend or your wife. If you want to stay together, you got to date. If you stop dating, eventually she's going to leave you. That's just a fact of life. If you don't like it, don't get into a relationship. Don't date women. Just get, there's plenty of hookers and sex workers and OnlyFans girls out there and chicks that are, I mean, there was a video that came out a couple days ago about that. And it's like, if you want to pay a girl to hang out with you, maybe some dudes, that's probably better for them. But obviously in this case, he wants a real relationship and he had a family. And I feel for this guy. But he did it to himself because he didn't listen. So the fact that she changed her mind, it's like, again, it's how a woman feels about you only applies to the day she says it. It's like the weather report. The weather report from Wednesday of last week has no bearing on Wednesday of this week. And that's why a lot of guys are surprised when a woman says, I love you. It's like, well, she told me that I love you. I was like, when was the last time she said it? Oh, it was about 6 months ago. I was like, yeah, 6 months ago, she loved you. She hasn't said it since. That's the important thing. If she hasn't said it since, then it means she doesn't love you anymore. She's not feeling love for you. That's the important thing. He says, but 2 days later, she went to her therapist. And here's the thing. It's like I've talked to so many dudes over the years. There are some therapists that are amazing. But I would say more often than not, most of them suck ass. And I've often seen, especially you get these Karen women that are single and pissed off at men. They got daddy issues and they go become a therapist because they're trying to figure themselves out. And then when a girl goes to a female therapist like that, I mean, the woman's not in a relationship and she hates men, basically. And that's what you'll see is she'll turn the girl against you and find a reason to do that instead of helping to bring you guys together. Unfortunately. That's just the way it is. It's like you got to vet your therapist. You got to vet your psychologist because there's a lot of shitty doctors out there. There's a lot of shitty therapists. It's like you got to vet your friends. You got to vet your business partners. You got to vet your clients. But 2 days later, she went to her therapist, and I don't know what they spoke about, but she insisted again on my moving away. Probably the therapist is, you know, wanting her to do that because she's probably single and miserable. If I could be wrong, but more than likely, that's probably what it is. In the meantime, I got a contract for a new apartment, and I only have a few days left here. I gave her my notice of when I am moving to my new place, and she said, I hope you don't hate me. I am sorry we have to end like this. I told her, I think we can still work things out, and I used the phrase of how to get an ex back. Hey, I'm sorry I screwed things up. I'm willing to work on us. And if you change your mind, well, I'm going to be in the city. Just give me a call. That's a good way to phrase it. He says, I know I'm theorizing and making illusions in my head, but I can tell you what, when I said that phrase of call me if you change your mind, she was in her head, and I could see how she was surprised and thinking, probably as she mentioned before, she expected me to tell her something like, I hate you or so, but I stayed calm, chill, and peaceful, and I think this was a surprise to her. And if I have to bet, I think she was feeling a little bit guilty of kicking me out. Yeah, it's like, because that's really the end. You're like, you lived together for the last couple years, you've been a dad to her kid, and like once you walk out that door, that's it. That's the end of it. And so that's when reality really hits, is when the person is really gone and all her shit's gone. And so, but you got to take it on a day-by-day basis, and that's why, I mean, you're at an impasse. This woman doesn't want you. She's like, get out of my fucking house. That's why you don't continue calling and texting and trying to get a woman like this back. You're like, hey, she's not willing to participate in a relationship. She's unilaterally ending it. And so, just like the title said, he's like, will she want me back? It should be, am I willing to give her another chance if I hear from her in a few months? I'll see how I feel then. She has to win you over. She has to fix what she fucked up, or what she and her, more than likely her crappy therapist fucked up. Then she said, I probably will regret letting you go, but what if when I reach out after a few months, you are with someone? I said, well, too bad, but I left the door open for you now if you would reconsider me. That was a little weak the way that's phrased. I would have just said, well, that'd be too bad, but hey, you know, until I meet somebody else, there's a chance that I could give you another chance. But instead, you're like, oh, please, please, mommy, please pay attention to me. Please give me another chance. You have the wrong mindset. You should be following what's in 7 Principles to Get an Ex Back. It's an article and video I did probably 10 years ago, at least at this point. He says, that was a week ago, and now I'm in no contact and trying to rebuild my life. I am on my 3rd read of your book, and I will continue till I get to the 15 times. Well, it's not about just reading the book 10 to 15 times. It's you need to be reading it and applying it. So you should be dating other women, getting other prospects, and because you need to actually see this stuff working and get good at it, and so you own it on the inside. You are able to internalize it. That way, if she does reach out, she finds a improved masculine version of yourself. In other words, you get back to being not only the guy you were when you first met her, but you should be even better and more balanced and more centered. But if you just read the book and she's the only girl you're talking to, you're probably only going to obsess over her. And then she'll reach back out and you'll be so emotionally anchored and fearful. It'll be hard to do the right things. That's why it would behoove you, even though you probably don't feel like it, to get back on the horse and start dating other women. Because based on what she said to you and what she's feeling, she's pretty much over it. And so more than likely, she's already talking to other guys and wanting to date other guys. And besides, I mean, you're 37. You probably should be dating women that are 10, 15 years younger than you anyways. Especially if you want to have a family. Because if being with her, if you want to have any kids with her, I mean, her window is really small. She's only got a few years left. To where it'd be easy, you know, where she'll be able to get pregnant and have kids. He says, as you mentioned, I will flip a coin and let's see if she comes back. Either way, time to work on myself. Thanks a lot for your, Corey, for your work. Well, I mean, that's all you can really do at this point is just go no contact. Because she's like, no, get out of my house. It's like, you never try to keep somebody that doesn't want to keep you. You were at your negotiating table. And she said, nope, no sex and romance. And you're like, all right, call me if you change your mind. And you walked away. The strongest negotiating position is being able to walk away and mean it. That's why you don't call or you don't text her. You don't try to change your mind. Because that would just be you acting like a girl and seeking her attention and validation. And a man who loves and values and respects himself is just not going to wait around. He's going to move on. He's not going to wait for her to pull her head out of her ass or her attraction to return. He's going to focus on being the best version of himself. Reading the book 10 to 15 times, and most importantly, applying it with new women so he can actually get better and have some other options. Because if he's got 2 or 3 other girls he's talking to, and then the ex wants to come back, he'll be cockier, he'll have more swagger, he'll be more playful, and he'll be more apt to make her earn another chance with him instead of this mindset that he's in right now, which is basically begging her to pay attention to him and give him another chance. Because if he doesn't date anybody else, doesn't talk to any other girls, and then she reaches out in a few weeks, nothing's changed about him, really. So that's what I would do if I were you, my man. If you've got a question or challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.